Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your show, In the Light of the Quran. Today we have a new light. It's very important for Muslims, especially those who are concerned for the welfare of the Muslim Ummah, those who are concerned for the rest of humanity, who are concerned with conveying the message of Islam to the people. We have a very beautiful surah. It's a very beautiful story, but we won't get into the story because it's too long, but we will be talking about one of the conclusions that Allah put right at the end of the surah, which is to call to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give da'wah to Islam. This is a very important aspect of our lives. There is a lot of wisdom in it. There is a lot of light in it, because the people who call to Islam are the carriers of the light. They carry this light and they give it to the people, they spread it around in the world. And this was the description of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll see how Allah tells him to speak about himself and about his way and about his message, inshallah, at the end of Surah Yusuf, the end of Surah of Prophet Joseph, peace be upon him. We will start with the recitation as usual, then we will get, inshallah, to the translation of the meanings, and we'll try to get more wisdom and more light from it. Inshallah, I hope that this light will be beneficial for all of us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم من أهل القرى أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فينظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبلهم ولدار الآخرة خير للذين اتقوا أفلا تعقلون حتى إذا استيأس الرسل وظنوا أنهم قد كذبوا جاءهم نصرنا فنجي من نشاء ولا يرد بأسنا عن القوم المجرمين لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Now, so today's light is so powerful, so wonderful and important in the life of the people who consider themselves da'is, callers to the way of Allah. Now, Surah Yusuf, all of it, talks about the life of the Prophet Joseph, peace be upon him, the trials he went through, and despite all the difficulties he faced in his life, despite all the calamities he had to go through, he was always a caller to the way of Allah. He always called the people. Like when he was put in the prison, there were two men who had visions in their sleep. They asked him about the visions. He told them about them. But before telling them about the interpretation of the dreams, he gave them advice. He said to them, I worship my Lord alone. I follow the way of the prophets who came before me. They said, the things or the deities that you worship along with Allah, these are false. You created them. You made them. You invented them. And you make them associates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he gave them the interpretation of the dreams. It shows that every Muslim is a man of a mission. A man of mission to convey the message of Al-Islam. not just to increase the number of Muslims. It's not about becoming greater in number. It's actually about saving the people from the hellfire, saving the people from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about saving the people and showing them the way that leads to paradise, sharing the good that we have with them. And this is a great obligation. And as we said previously when we talked about the privilege Allah gave the Muslim Ummah, that it is the best nation ever raised for mankind because they enjoin the good and they forbid the evil. It is leadership of humanity that we are given as Muslims. So we should rise up to the level of this wonderful mission, of this wonderful duty, of this wonderful position, and we should assume it and be rightful and have the right to assume it and fill it and meet the necessary conditions that it requires. This is the description of the believers. So these verses that I have just recited are very important when it comes to the reality of how we call to the way of Allah, how to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. You know, so many people understand some verses from the Quran the wrong way. Like, for example, there is a verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. All you who believe, care about yourselves first. Be concerned about yourselves first. Do not be harmed by those who go astray. Those who go astray, do not be harmed by them if you keep yourself upon guidance. Now Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, when he was the Khalifa, the successor of the Prophet, he stood among the people and he gave them an advice. He said, "Oh people, there is a verse in the Quran that you read and you recite but you don't understand it correctly. The verse is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. All you who believe, be concerned with yourselves first. Do not be harmed by those who go astray if you keep yourself upon the guidance." He said, you read it and you don't understand it correctly. You take the wrong interpretation of it. So he said, I heard our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that if the people see the evil spreading among them and they don't enjoy the good, they don't enjoin the good and they do not forbid the evil, then it is very imminent that Allah will send a punishment upon them. It is very likely that as soon the punishment will befall them. You see the importance of giving da'wah. Some people say, well, the people will not listen to our da'wah. People will not benefit from what we say because they don't really want to hear that. They don't want to accept what we say. But still do your duty. Fulfill your obligation. Give advice, enjoin the good, forbid the evil. So as the Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith, that if the evil becomes widespread and we don't do anything to try to stop it, then it is very soon, this is a sign that it is very likely that soon the punishment will befall us. So this opens our eyes, this wisdom opens our eyes and makes us see our reality in a different light. Those who are practicing, who keep to themselves and they don't give advice to others, and they don't strive to spread the word of Islam, even among the Muslims who are not practicing, they're not doing well. You have to spread the message of Islam. Give advice even if you are rejected, even if your call is rejected and opposed. Keep giving your advice. Why? To protect the community, the whole society, to protect humanity from a punishment that might befall all of them. And Allah gives a story in the Quran about the people who, there were some righteous people among a lot of evil people. They were always giving advice. Some people said to them, why do you give advice? Because these people are not listening to you. They said, because we want to free ourselves from the responsibility before Allah. You see how beautiful it is? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us a wonderful hadith when he told us about a story from the generations or the nations that came before Islam. He said that evil and sins became very widespread among them, very common. And there were some righteous people, but they did not enjoin the good or forbid the evil. So Allah sent the angels of punishment to destroy that town. So the angels went and they wanted to destroy the town, but they found a house where some believers were gathering together and they were doing righteousness. They were worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the angels went back to Allah. They said, oh Allah, how can we destroy this town when there are righteous people among them? Allah said, start with these people. Start the punishment with these people. Why? Because they saw the evil, they saw the sins, but they did not move to stop it or enjoying the good or forbid the evil. You see how important it is to enjoin the good and forbid the evil? That's our responsibility, and we should do it full-heartedly, and we should be proud to do it and happy to do it, because it frees us from the responsibility before Allah, and it is very likely that there will be people saved by us. So let's share the good that we have. Now this verse says, Allah says, commands Prophet Muhammad, saying, say, O Muhammad, that this is my way. This is my way. I call to Allah. I call to the way of Allah. I call people, all people, to the way of Allah, based upon knowledge. Based upon certainty, ala basira, based upon knowledge and certainty. So I know my religion, I learn it, then I call the people. It's not that I get my religion from unreliable sources, then I start calling the people to it. So I get weak narrations, weak hadiths, and I get wrong interpretations of the Quran and the Sunnah. Then I say this is Islam. No, it's not the way. The way is to get correct knowledge, authentic knowledge, and spread it to the people. This is the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then, so I call to Allah upon certainty, upon guidance, upon clear proofs, I and the ones who follow me. So you see, we all should follow this way. If we are real followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should be fulfilling the same obligation and duty, which is to convey the message of Al-Islam. And this should be our responsibility and the story of our life. To spread the goodness that we have, spread it to everyone, spread it to the people. And it should be based upon knowledge. And knowledge is very important in Islam. We should not convey wrong knowledge to the people. Because knowledge is light. And the light that we get it, where do we get it from? We get it from the Quran and we get it from the Sunnah. So let's call to the way of Allah based upon this way. This is my way. I call to Allah based upon certainty and knowledge. Let's get knowledge, teach ourselves, educate ourselves in our religion, in the reality of this life, and spread it to the people. And this is the wisdom of today. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call upon Him to help us fulfill this wonderful description and be part of it and be real followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until we meet next time with another light, with a beautiful light from the Quran, I leave you in peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.